national minority. A powerful sun rose and stretched, pushing back the clothes of cloud with which the old earth wraps herself to sleep in the doorway of orbit's midnight and early hours. The ivy bush on the garden wall opened leaves and arms for tomorrow and filled the ears of infant barley with the parley and song of the sparrow to fill the lane and the air. Such a small brown horde of bird, and such a brightly hopeful gossip, and such defiance of the magpie word whose clacking sermon may terrorize the laurel but ivy remain undeterred. And evaporating nimbus crumpled and left in an eye-bath of sweat, the old custodian of custom and yarn, nothing the untidy habits of town, turns to run home his financial times and rush hours his chilblain soles and their attendant hard-skinned heels to read and chew old oats in blueberry and warm-milked bowls, and sipping infusions of Chinese leaf to read of the holes left in bolts and well-cut patterns of Savile Row. In treasury budgets, by maverick renegades of hippie summers, chanted in fields of incense long ago, and along the valley road and river, the discount empire clicks, collects, but refuses point blank to deliver, and pines stand in lines and larch march past, all in forestry parades. Small and dying flowers decorate the broken spars of fences, the crash and fall down treachery slopes to mangle and moan by the railway, and danger noted, the distance carries our landscape eye far away into the haze of eruptive breasts which masquerade as hills and shade the curves of barrow and monolith and spell the early raid of upright apes who caught unawares on granite stairs between crowded backyard houses which curtain steam and tentatively sip first bean then grilling bread and keep songs of sparrow alive in their head. We speed by the boarded chapel, its fading name on lichen stones, echoes of thunderous homilies between thighs of harshly unforgiving moors, and doors slammed tight and light applause of ideologies running rampant over simplicities of faith, and yews spreading clues over garlic floors of burials ground, and memorials of leaden-listed ebbing wars. Oh, how we rush and torque our cars, and tune our engines, grade our inclines, declines, and cambered bends, as if speed and distance were old friends, and time a servant to be underpaid and grudged an occasional day to explore mysteries of self and solemnities of families photographed and framed to smile and stare on a mantel shelf. But never, when in need of care or simply wanting a child close by, to be never in need of explanation, but yet knowing instinctively what it means to be quietly there. We speak fleetingly on the corner of a long, quick windmill crown, of pausing to purchase cups of tea, to sit and silently imbibe the age. Oh, golden whistle, blowing steam, whistling warning steps to hold back, go not near the platform edge to receive the felon's plea, heritage, displayed, curated, in the dock, the railway, my lad, not guilty. And on, a regiment at gallop, along the glen past Trago, through the veins and arteries of Liskeras, webs thankfully, gainfully occupied, though guests no longer ring reception's bell, or register clandestine lovers' nights, or turn blind barman's eyes from spittle palms and deal shook, and nothing entered in the book. And past the death of ancient farms, the party-dressed chiffon barns, broken syllables of Cornish names painted out by corporate tribes to assert and emphasize capital gains. Everything from pale tip of May to blacktop curves of betrayal's dual carriageway to cattle grid stanzas and sailroom bonanzas of estates and freehold property in distant hotels, everything has become what it's not, and everything is silent behind UPVC and silvered slate website addresses. Everything looks tidy. The odour of agriculture, slurry spread on soil to reward the geology and seasons for arable and pasture, which floods like east wheel roses, sudden water, the chambers and stopes of our lung, and oohs and ahs our nasal. Why, such flings writs on farming tables, demands for perfumes to ease the stench of tourism's landfill, the modernization of husbandry to regender the spirit of production. And we come to the tired town to parade our art and poetry and skilfully fashioned names. I am Viager Gans Gerio. We stand in silent rows to honour Bri Allan, and Mab Stenach Vuir blows webs and dust off ancient history to swell the cracking stucco and close down Moondance, the plastic Ming Chinese kitchen. And the mayor goes through cold motions of civic pretense, and we make dates, make jokes, and sip small cups of civilian tea and mourn the death of civility, and receive the treasurer's bashfully described uneventful accounts and reports of working groups, of fox and mildew in the archives, of communications and ceremony, and all is well. We have proclaimed that we will return for autumn's ushering in of turning leaves, and in the Cornish bakery, bright with tied-back hair and teeth, in the shadow of the pastry factory which despoils our 5,000 years of defiantly saffron and steak, heavy cake and hog's pudding cookery, the young maid looks me in the eye. Of course we made your pasty. We kneaded and rolled, diced and sliced, and precisely warmed the oven. Is there anything else? Thank you for your custom. And in the lee of mass production, under the marketing hoarding, between the murals of masking poverty and decay behind the boarding and estate agency commissions for conveyance and permissions to remove, rename, repurpose, regenerate, and in morbid societies in back rooms of planning gain and heritage lottery halls to venerate fragments and researches, sounds of voices and translated pages. Oh! All the sadnesses and regrets of ages imperfectly recorded, of a language reduced to serviettes and tea towels and second home names in council terraces. But the ivy's full of sparrow, the swans are upon their nest, and the river has combed its tangles, the morning chill, the baby's howl, her incessant discomfort of teeth. The tribe gathers, parades, drinks tea, and we commiserate with widows and temper the blades of belief. We annually, generally meet to unanimously vote thanks to treasurer, secretary and chair, and we make a parade in New Street to remind old bones we're there. Uz Krez, the grand bard demands. Krez, we cry once, twice, thrice. To compass points, the horn declares, Clue, we subdue the north and rouse the west. Krez, always. And the quiet comradeship of battles fought and won on fields of youth drop the guards of praying warriors who ask after health and know that all here share our common truth, which is not so in the world out there. There we show papers and declare the proof of who we know ourselves to be, and listen to our jailers proclaim that we are, as never before, completely free. Oh yeah, the sparrows repeat the refrain. Oh yeah, BBC TV sneers once again. Oh yeah, and where is this mythical pain? The psycho-cultural, intangible consultant watches window dribbles of April rain.